Time now for our friend Larry Weber to join us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, and I hope you're enjoying this beautiful April day.
Oh, totally.
Are you getting some of the east wind up there in Grand Marais?
A little bit, not much to speak of, though.
Well, you'll be glad to take some of ours. We're getting strong east winds, and strong east winds are pretty much a phenomenon of April. In the many years that I was teaching and took out students outside in April, it was just something we learned to live with. But it was quite chilly. The forecast yesterday was for clear skies, but an east wind. Well, the clear skies made it sound like it was going to warm up a bit, but the east wind took care of that. We are right now winding down on the wonderful month of April. We're going to be ending in a few days. And we have some interesting statistics to look at. And even though some parts of the state got a good amount of snow, we in this area didn't get very much. On the other hand, get a lot of precipitation, considerably above normal. A typical April gives us about 2.4 inches of precipitation. And this year, we were more than an inch above that at 3.7. Now, that's really good, really good. A couple months in a row now, we've been above normal in precipitation, and I find that's really a terrific thing. I've been watching ponds, vernal ponds, the ponds that are created by the snow melt. Mm-hmm. And this year, not much snow. They tend to suffer. They tend to be small. But thanks to the rains, they're about twice as big now as they were at the beginning of the month. And that really looks fine. The temperature-wise, even though we've had several chilly days, we're going to average a little bit above normal for the month of April. Nothing way above like we were in March, but we did get a little bit above normal. In addition to that, we are now more than 14 hours of daylight. Yesterday, we had our first time of sunrise before 6 o'clock in the morning. Days keep getting longer, and that means, of course, more migration. This past week, I had seen the first species of warbler, yellow-rumped warbler. I had seen it early this year. I saw it already in the first week of April. Well, that's not unusual. It's what's always I find of interest above and beyond that is the second warbler, because the second warblers can tend to be of various different species in different years. This year, this week, I saw the first pine warbler, which is warbler species number two, and then also a tree swallow. The first swallow showed up. Both of those two are of interest because they are critters that eat insects. And so now when we're getting into May, we start to have the migrants that feed on insects. And when we get into May, we also start having some nesting. Now, I've talked about some of them before. I mentioned the barred owl nest that I've been watching and the Cooper's hawk nest that I've been watching. Well, we also have kingfishers returning to where they nested last year. Canada geese are nesting in a swamp by the house. Phoebe nesting in a shed in the back. Robin nesting somewhere in the yard. I haven't determined yet where. And soon there will be plenty of other nesting going on as well. And then speaking of nesting and making eggs, this week was phenomenal for frogs. It was the best week of the whole spring. And what's interesting is that one frog, which was calling early, and that's the wood frog, has pretty much finished with its breeding season. They are very early, and they don't have a long breeding season, usually all done by the end of April. Well, they quieted down, but they were replaced by a frog number four on the list, the leopard frog. The other two frogs, spring peepers and chorus frogs, were probably in their peak this week, and I was hearing them some days all day long. Mm-hmm. I do a frog survey every year where I go out and I stop at different ponds and swamps and lakes and copy down the number of how many, estimate the number by how many calls I hear. And I did that one night this week, and chorus frogs and spring peepers were the ones most abundant. More butterflies are showing up now. I have mentioned before about seeing the morning cloak butterfly and the comma. Those are ones that overwinter. And then the tiny blue spring azure, which is one that opens from a chrysalis. I mentioned that last time. Well, this week I had two more to add to the list, the red admirals. And keep a lookout for that, a butterfly that has red stripes on both the front wings and the back wings. I think we're going to have a lot of them. Mm. People have been telling me already of sightings of them, and they'll as we get into May, keep a lookout for that. They're often low to the ground. And then another orange one, Painted Lady, we may have heard of that butterfly, but every so often the two of them both go through kind of population explosions, and we just may be experiencing them this time. May is also the leafing month. It's the greening month. We're getting a lot of greening right now from aspen, cherry, apple, willows. They're all opening up really big. But we're going to see a lot more now as we get into the month of May. I also noticed some blossoms. I mentioned about seeing the first of the wild plum blossom. They're going to quickly be followed by Juneberry and Pincherry. There's usually all three of those are the first ones to bloom. But I saw the first of the sugar maple flowers this week. Now, the red maples and silver maple have been in bloom for a long time, but sugar maple has a real weird flower. It doesn't look like a flower at all. It looks like a little green stalk hanging down off the branch. But take a close look at it. It is the flower. And like other maple trees, it's separate, male and female. The one we have in our backyard is a male. And so you can see the what's called the staminate flower hanging down from it. In addition to that, this is always a good sign. I found a blueberry plant in bloom this week, and that's always a sign of things to look forward to. White birch catkins are ripe now. Saw the first fiddlehead in the woods day before yesterday. For those who are not familiar with that, the fiddlehead is a young fern. When it grows, they kind of unroll, and they look like the end of a violin, and for that reason, they're called fiddleheads. They become very common in the woods of May. Also in the woods of May, very common are the spring wildflowers. And yesterday on a walk, I found about 10 kinds. Now, with the partially cloudy days and with the cool east wind, it's easy to think, oh, there's nothing out here. But I started looking. I found more and more and more and more. Probably the most abundant and easy to see one right now is the yellow marsh marigolds that grow in swamps. And you can just drive along the side of the roads, and you can look out on a wet area, and you can see those in bloom. Those aren't very easy. But to get out and walk in the woods is where you really see things like spring beauty and the purple violets and white violets and hepatica and wild strawberry and wood anemone. And then yesterday I added trout lily and Dutchman breeches to that list. So it's out there. With the early leafing this year, those flowers could end up suffering because of shade. So I think we're going to see a lot of bloom, and I think we're going to see it like in the next 2 weeks. So I highly recommend to get out there and take a walk. It's always a wonderful time to take a walk. And any critters that may be giving us a little bit of a problem with taking a walk, well, so what? Go out and take a walk anyway. So, okay, have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us by phone every Saturday morning, rain or shine. He was actually at a conference and took time out to talk with us. He's a retired high school teacher, twice awarded Teacher of the Year. He lives on an old farm in Carleton County with his wife. And when he was mentioning that this week was the first, or like today or yesterday was the first day having a sunrise before 6, well, we're just that much further east. And our sunrise was this morning was at 5:47, so just between here and Carleton County, that much difference in timing. Kind of cool.